Stand up in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father, David, the prophet and the king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. So I will sing praise to your name forever, that I might daily perform my vows. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, whereof glory forever. Amen. Then one was brought to him who was demon-possessed, blind and mute, and he healed him. So the blind and mute man both spoke and saw, and all the multitudes were amazed and said, "Could this be the Son of David?" Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." But Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself will not stand. If Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad. Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruits good, or else make the tree bad and its fruits bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word man speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.